safe place practice. So let's begin our practice by checking in with our posture. So finding a comfortable position that feels aligned, that feels dignified. As far as possible with a straight back, but without feeling that we need to hold ourselves rigidly. And then letting the rest of the body be held by the chair or the cushions. So we're finding a nice balance between being relaxed and alert. And then moving on to spend a moment connecting with our intention for the practice. So our intention is to cultivate compassion. And then spending a moment with our motivation. So just asking ourselves briefly, what is my motivation for practicing compassion? Letting this question drop into our mind, allowing it to just be present with us without effort. No need to construct an answer, just being open to the question and observing. Observing if the body responds or if there's a response in the form of thoughts or images, feelings. And then remembering that whatever our changing motivations are, at the root, we all have a deep wish to grow, to flourish, to reach our potential. And compassion connects with this. And then by extension, we also have a wish to share our potential with others. So this practice may be beneficial for many people. And the letting go of our intention and motivation, knowing that they underpin our practice as we move into settling our minds. So, finding the rhythm of our breathing in the body. And inviting the breath to deepen a little, if that feels comfortable, to take more space, to spread down into the belly, to open the rib cage. And if you want to, you can count to 3 or 4 on the in-breath and 3 or 4 on the out-breath. Our mind will wander into thinking, and we gently guide our attention back to rest with the counting and the breathing. And then letting go of the counting and allowing our breath to find an easy rhythm of its own. And then letting our attention discover the out-breath. So with each release of breath, we let our attention drop into the body. Allowing the releasing quality in the out-breath to pervade our mind and our body. And as we begin to become more open to body sensation, we may notice the textures of our contact with the chair or the cushions below us, the way that gravity creates weight, creates connection to the ground. So sitting for a moment with an awareness of our relationship to the earth, the support of the earth. Are we in any way holding back from being supported by the earth? And becoming aware of a wider variety of physical sensations. So letting our attention move throughout the body, taking in feelings such as warmth or cold, tightness, openness, discomfort, pain, relaxed muscles, noticing the sensations around the skin. And also the interior of the body. Letting our mind rest in the inner space of our embodied presence. Becoming aware of the space around us as well. Mind resting in the body. Body resting, supported by the ground. With space all around us. So, when you're ready, see if you can invite into your mind a place that feels to you to be very safe, somewhere where it's easy for you to feel calm and at peace. Allow the place to emerge of its own accord, And just settle on one. Rather than flit around. Find one place that feels to you to be a very safe and homely place. And it could be somewhere outdoors, it could be somewhere that you've been to, or it could be indoors, or it could be somewhere that you've seen in a picture or on a movie. Let your imagination be free. It's really up to you what your safe place is like. And imagine looking around you. What can you see? Notice colors, notice the forms of whatever you can see around you. And then just become aware of whether you can hear anything in your safe place. Is there a sound? Sound perhaps of birdsong or music. And is it possible for you to notice what you can feel in this place? What's the sensation of the ground or the floor beneath your feet? Is there a breeze? Is it warm or cool? Can you smell anything in your safe place? So seeing if you can relax in this place where you feel so safe, so calm, so at ease. Just drinking in the richness of your environment, the space around you. And see if you can feel that this place welcomes you. That the place itself takes joy in you being there. What does it feel like to have the sense that this place welcomes you and takes joy in your presence? How does it feel in the body to be in this safe place? So just letting your body really feel this place as a place of safeness. And see if you can allow your body memory to soak in how it feels. And then letting the sense of the safe place dissolve. Knowing that the safe place is only a thought away at any time. So as we come to the end of the practice, feeling that we can carry the benefits of this practice with us as we continue our days, and that as we do so, we naturally are able to share the benefits with others too, so that compassion can spread in widening circles.